Loving Liberty Network proudly presents Heroes and Heroines, a weekly broadcast by Lawrence W. Reed, President Emeritus of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry Reed has written nearly 2,000 articles and columns and is the author of 8 books. Most recently, the thought-provoking Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty welcomes you to Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed.
More than 8 decades since she disappeared in the Pacific, 3 weeks before her 40th birthday, aviator Amelia Earhart, 1897 to 1937, still generates considerable interest. Her story recently has been resurfacing yet again. Speculation as to why and where her plane went down continues unabated. Earhart was a remarkable woman, the first to fly alone across the Atlantic, and the first, male or female, to fly solo from Honolulu to the mainland U.S. Just a few years before, in 1923, at age 25, she had become only the 16th woman in the United States to earn a pilot's license. But did you know that it was another remarkable woman with the unusual name of Nita Snook who tutored Earhart in aviation in the first place? Known to her friends as Snooky, Nita Snook told the details of her mentorship in an autobiography titled, I Taught Amelia to Fly. Born in Illinois in 1896, Snook was just a year older than Earhart and not yet 20 when, as a college sophomore, she applied for entrance to an aviation school. Her application was returned, stamped with the words, No females allowed. So she found another one that would take her. Meantime, she bought a wrecked Canadian plane, shipped it to Iowa, and rebuilt it herself before flying it solo and earning her license in the process. That license didn't permit her to fly sightseers for money, but she did it illegally anyway, providing her with a decent living. Iowa's weather wasn't conducive to year-round flying, so Snook dismantled the plane she had rebuilt and shipped it to Los Angeles. There, she became a flight instructor and the first woman to manage a commercial airfield. She was the first woman to compete in a men's air race at the Los Angeles Speedway in February 1921, finishing fifth and proclaiming, I'm going to fly as cleverly, as audaciously, as thrillingly as any man aviator in the world. In her 1991 biography of Amelia Earhart called East to the Dawn, Susan Butler recalled the first time Nita Snook met Amelia. Quote, On January 3, 1921, Amelia Earhart, along with her father, walked onto the airfield and asked Nita, I want to fly. Will you teach me? The agreement struck between Amelia and her parents was that only a woman pilot would teach her to fly. For $1 in Liberty bonds per minute in the air, Nita Snook taught Amelia Earhart to fly, but above that, they became friends. The first five hours in the air were paid for by Earhart, but the next 15 were entirely unpaid as Snook took her new pilot up in the Kinner Airster that Amelia had purchased. That first flight was not a good omen. Earhart stalled the plane and it crashed, but fortunately, neither woman was hurt. Snook's instructions continued until Earhart earned her license, and the two remained very close friends for the rest of Amelia's life. And of course, the rest is history. Snook became the oldest active female pilot in 1981 at age 85. And died 10 years later. While Amelia Earhart certainly deserves to be remembered for her accomplishments, so does Nita Snook. The story of one can't be told completely without the story of the other. Both were courageous, spunky women who broke barriers, proving that there's nothing about aviation that precludes the female spirit. This is Lawrence Reed for Heroes and Heroines.
Join us again next week for Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed. Broadcasts are archived at lawrencewreed.com and lovingliberty.net. home of a growing network of allies for liberty.